Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're talking about obedience to so-called authority, which the whole idea of authority is just a scam.
Well, hold on. Let me push back on you. So,
yeah, there's legitimate authority, again, like we talked about, where somebody is like an expert in their field or well-known or even respected as a decision-maker. When it comes to, like, arbitration sometimes, communities used to rely on, you know, like the wisest man in town to, like, help arbitrate problems and that kind of a thing. And so in that respect, that's legitimate authority as opposed to the overt, violent-oriented authority that everybody thinks about.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying
that. I am a representative of the people, and therefore I would beat you if you don't give me money.
Yeah, right. Thank you for that. So I guess we should disclaim political authority is BS. But, you know, if there's somebody that you've given sort of the keys to, okay, I believe in this person, they've, you know, represented themselves as somebody who knows a thing, I trust what they have to say, then that is a different type of, more of a voluntary authority.
Yeah, involuntary.
So you can comment on all that if you want to. You can also bring up anything you want. Plus, you've got a story, Peakless Mountaineer, we're going to get into about the oligarchic empire and why it should give us hope. And I'm very curious.
Well, why it should give us hope that they've really ramped up the propaganda.
We'll get into that coming here in just a moment. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts. John is first up listening to WTNY in Watertown, New York. Go ahead, John.
So this is the first time I've heard this show.
Wow, welcome.
I'm from Boston. I heard your area code. Obviously, you guys are from New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm calling from Fort Drum, New York. I don't know who it was that made the comment about, you know, being able to absolve yourself of any immorality by going overseas and murdering a bunch of brown people if you do it on behalf of an organization known as the United States Military. But it was the same person who made the comment about you can punch someone in the face if you're a cop to the last caller that you had on. Now, I am not a police officer. I'm an infantryman. I've been in the military for 17 years, and I've been to combat 5 times.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that.
I'm not.
Why? Do you like being in combat?
Again, I grew up in Boston, or just outside
Sorry to hear
Boston.
That.
Yeah, well, I kind of am too, right? But Boston, Massachusetts is the birthplace of this country. Okay, and when I was a kid growing up, I was in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, and I went to all the reenactments at the Old North Bridge and, you know, all this Revolutionary War history. I've hiked the Isaac Davis Trail a bunch of times. I've walked, you know, Paul Revere's ride, you know, through the city. I chose to do what I do. Because if there weren't people before me willing to do it, where would we be?
What do you do?
I'm an infantryman in the United States Army.
So does that mean you take orders blindly from politicians and, you know, kill people?
No. Okay, first off, the United States Armed Forces are governed by the Geneva Conventions. All right? There is the laws of armed conflict and the rules of engagement. Okay, I have never once followed an order blindly that was immoral.
How do you know?
I have a risk. Excuse me?
How do you know?
How do I know what?
That you've never followed an order blindly.
I said I have never once followed an order blindly that was immoral. I have a responsibility. I am bound by regulation. If I am given an unlawful order, I have a responsibility
So have you ever killed an innocent person?
Dead order. No.
You're certain of this?
I am 100% certain of this.
How?
What do you mean, how?
I mean, how?
Have you ever been to combat?
No.
So why are you sitting there pretending like you know what, you know?
That's exactly how I know that I've never murdered an innocent person, is I don't kill people. So that makes it really easy to know that I haven't killed anyone innocent.
What makes it moral to follow the orders of politicians and go into foreign lands and kill people, whether you think they're innocent or not?
Look, it's not about me following orders of politicians. It's about me protecting people like you.
Who do you think directs your generals?
Okay, first off, I'm not going to get into this. All right, I cannot.
I mean, this is pretty straightforward chain of command stuff, right?
Yes and no. Okay, yes and no. Because it doesn't matter how high the order comes down from. If it is an unlawful order, I have a responsibility not to follow.
Have you ever not followed an order that you considered unlawful?
I have.
Give me an example. What is it? What was it?
I'm not going to give you an example. My experiences in combat are my experiences. They're none of your business.
Okay. Well, you called into this radio show to defend being in the military and following orders from politicians, which, whether you want to admit it or not, that's what you do.
Okay. So let me ask you.
And I didn't ask you for your protection, okay? I don't need your protection. I live in New Hampshire. We've got a bunch of people who love freedom here that are well-armed, and they're not afraid to use those arms. So we don't need the military.
I'm not attacking you. I am not attacking you. So don't.
Well, you said you're out there protecting me, and I'm telling you, you're not. In fact, you're putting people here in this place in greater danger by going over with this military and killing people all around the world. Don't you think that pisses people off?
Excuse me?
Did you hear what I said?
No.
I said, don't you think it would upset some people if the U.S. military, following quote-unquote lawful orders, goes into somebody else's land somewhere else in the world and bombs it and or shoots people to death? Don't you think that's going to piss people off?
Okay, why are you so against the military?
I'm against crazy, violent acts anywhere on the planet by any military, and so your military ain't no better.
So are you against the military of World War II?
I'm against any coercion, dude. I'm all in favor of self-defense. Hey, man, pick up whatever weapon you want to defend yourself and your family on your own homeland or home ground or whatever. But going around killing people around the world, count me out. I'm not interested in funding it. I'm not interested in being a part of it at all.
And since you bring it up, you asked about World War II, and it's a very vital piece of information that if America had not, well, the American government hadn't interfered in World War I, there would have been no World War II.
That's probably true.
There is a valid argument there.
Yep.
Okay. But regardless, what's done is done. It happened, right?
That's true. That doesn't mean that it needs to keep happening.
Here we are, all right, with Hitler coming, rising.
We're here with Hitler?
Okay.
He's back! Sorry? Zombie Hitler!
Special guest tonight on Free Talk.
Okay, I'm going back. All right, back to the military. Zombie Hitler, okay, that's an exception.
So yes, we're just having some fun here.
So now Hitler rises to power and just starts committing genocide. You think that the United States military should not have involved themselves?
Yeah, because the United States is supposed to be non-interventionist. The U.S. wasn't even supposed to have a standing army except in very special occasions where it was supposed to be called together. You can check the Constitution. It's there. But yet, nonetheless, you know, post-World War I, they got very interventionist, and they got in other people's business. And I don't think that means that an individual couldn't help. Like, if you felt like you wanted to go over and fight with the French military or, you know, form some sort of team of mercenaries and go over and fight Hitler. You know, by all means, do whatever you want with your life and your money, and maybe you can even raise a bunch of money to do something like that voluntarily.
And it wouldn't hurt if Americans hadn't sold him the war machine.
There's a whole lot about, like you pointed out, Peeklis, you know, that guy rose to power because of the vacuum.
Bush. Look that one up, fellas.
That was created by World War One and the U.S. involvement there. John, good call. Appreciate hearing from you. Feel free to call us anytime. We've been on the air there for years on that station, so hopefully you'll find us again. More coming up here. It's free.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything right here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 1-800-283-6160. You can also, if for whatever reason you want to, watch us on the internet. We've got an Odyssey stream. We got a bunch of other streams too, but they like to take us down for various different community violations or whatever, because we say what we want for the most part here within FCC guidelines, which still means we can have our opinions on.
Isn't that anything. Amazing though? That like here we are, a nationally syndicated talk radio program following the FCC guidelines and still getting canceled.
Too extreme for the internet.
On social media.
That's pretty sad, actually. Yeah. The internet used to be this like free place, and now the FCC's more free than the internet is.
You said
it's
it.
Crazy. No, you pointed that out. That's actually a really interesting observation.
No more Wild West for you.
Yeah, but Odyssey. Odyssey is the exception.
Oh, we haven't been kicked off of Odyssey?
No.
Because
why not?
Well, you know, I always have to address that because Odyssey itself could kick you off. Mm. And the reason why Odyssey could do that is because they are a platform. But they're based on a protocol. And Odyssey is based on what's called the Library Protocol, LBRY.com. You can go and learn more about it. But it is an uncensorable...
Apologies for the imprecise speech. We're not kicked off of Library yet.
That is impossible, yeah. Library is decentralized. It's blockchain-based. And it's uncensorable, meaning that there's no administrator at Library who can say, thou shalt not, because they can't. They can't control who uploads content to it. They can't delete the content that is uploaded to it. So it's pretty amazing technology. That's what Odyssey is based on. But Odyssey, being a platform, can still filter out things, because they're just letting you see, basically, certain things that are on Library. And so, for instance, Library... Like I said, they can't control anything. If you upload a porn clip to Library, they can't do anything about it. Odyssey, on the other hand, doesn't want porn on their platform because they're trying to compete with YouTube and, you know, they want families and blah, blah, blah. So there's a few things that aren't allowed on Odyssey, but we're allowed on Odyssey, and we even had our topless days with the ladies doing the topless show, and that was not banned from Odyssey, whereas that would be banned from every other video streaming platform out there. All Odyssey asked was that we didn't put, like, an uncensored image.
Right.
So like the little teaser image, yeah, the thumbnail. That was the only thing they asked, and okay, fine.
Fair enough.
No problem. So check them out. You can subscribe to our channel there over at video.freetalklive.com. And if you've got a YouTube channel and you're concerned, as you should be, that you might get deleted at some point, might get some strikes against the channel leading to your inevitable demise on that platform, start planning to migrate away from that now and join the Odyssey platform. They make it super easy to basically, like, ingest all of your YouTube videos. So the first time you join Odyssey, there's like a little checkbox. Hey, I'm a YouTube creator and I want to join the YouTube partner program. And then you literally, within, I don't know, a minute or two, you link up your YouTube account, and then the background, whatever robot they have at Odyssey, just starts ingesting all the history of your entire channel. All the videos get copied over to the Odyssey platform, and then any new videos you upload to YouTube also get copied over. And then if YouTube deletes one of your videos, guess where it still is?
Odyssey.
Still on Odyssey. So check it out. Video.freetalklive.com will take you right to our channel there as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. TK Biebs is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. TK.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, I heard the last phone call on with that other guy from Fort Drum. So my question to you guys would be, are you currently manufacturing consent?
Manufacturing consent. What does that mean?
No.
You guys sit here and you go off on a man that served overseas, and yet you can't understand what manufacturing consent is.
I'm asking you to clarify what that
means.
Yeah.
You go off on this man who had to serve overseas, man. Like you can't.
Well, he didn't have to. He could have chosen not to join, and he could have chosen not to go. So he didn't at any point have to do any of the things he did.
Let me put it to you this way, man. Have you ever grown up in a ghetto?
Thankfully, no.
Well, when you do that and you got people threatening your lives every day, threatening for scarcity of resources, it's not so much as blindly following, but more of a collective systematic thing that is existing over time.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
I grew up poor. I had the government cheese. What's your point?
My point is, you got to do what you got to do. And then, unfortunately, you got some people who are more unfortunate than others got to do things that you don't want. I got to do. You don't want to do. You want to believe that? You want to stay here, man? Like that.
So when you are abused, you have to abuse others.
I'm sorry?
So when you are abused, you have to abuse others? There are no options other than abusing or threatening people if you live in a dangerous environment?
Let me tell you this, man. Every day I would go up to you, and I would just smack you right in the face.
I don't think you would. It's a good way to get shot.
Yeah,
I don't think you would. I mean, maybe you live in New York where you can do that to people. But
see, now when I say you smack, you shoot me. You're jumbling up your own logic, bruh.
Oh, so? No, I don't think so.
Self-defense is always warranted.
Okay, whoa, so if it was between me or you, you would kill me, right, to spare your life?
If you were trying to kill me. But yeah, if you weren't harming me in any way, shape, or form, I would do nothing.
Well, at a point, man, like if you're on combat and you're just it's you or them. And I don't know if you want the Taliban to win. I don't know if you want Al Qaeda to win.
You mean the government supported Al Qaeda, the U.S. government supported groups, the Taliban, where the U.S. government gave them weapons,
not to mention created.
This is what it goes back to earlier as a collective systematic thing. So it all goes around. The war in Iraq, even the war in Vietnam, or even the U.S. Civil War.
All of them were unnecessary. Every single one of them completely unnecessary. Do you support all those wars?
No. I don't support all those wars.
Then we're on the same page on that.
At a point, would you, if one served violence over the other, like if the Confederates won the Civil War because we were pacifists, we didn't want to kill anybody.
No. So you misunderstand. We are not pacifists here. We believe in the non-aggression principle, which means we have every right to self-defense.
Well, so the guy was talking about with World War II. Pearl Harbor, for example, we were bombed first.
You know about the McCollum Memo, right?
The McCollum Memo.
Yeah, it was where the U.S. government actually wanted to essentially gin up conflict with the Japanese. They wanted the Japanese government to bomb something of theirs. They specifically manipulating that.
A blockade is an act of war.
Which they did to the Japanese people. They blockaded them.
Yeah, if I am starving you, that is a violent act.
Yeah, so there was a whole lot of that going on, and thank you for the call tonight, TK Beavs. But if you just believe the government propaganda that they have in their government classrooms, they say, oh, where'd that attack come from? Pearl Harbor, what a horrible... It was horrible, no doubt about it. But they wanted that to happen so they would have an excuse to rally the American people into yet another completely unnecessary conflict.
Oh, we didn't do anything to them, and then they just swung right at us.
Yeah, ridiculous. Same thing happened in Vietnam. That's right. Yeah, that was a setup, too.
Oh, yeah. Gulf America was there years before. Yep. And Gulf of Tonkin didn't even happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, didn't even happen.
Well, they certainly got the American people to believe that it did.
Mm-hmm. And used it as a premise for war.
Anyone remember Yellow Cake? From the weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, yeah.
The Iraq War. That was the whole reason for that, too. Total BS. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden saying those who resist subpoenas being issued by the committee investigating the January Capitol attack should be prosecuted for that.
I hope that the committee goes after them.
Biden speaking to reporters outside the White House, the select committee has issued a number of subpoenas to aides of former President Trump, including Steve Bannon, but in Bannon's case, he's already told the committee he has no intention of complying with that subpoena. Lots of people and things going into space lately, it seems, as now a mission to study Jupiter's asteroids has set off.
Liftoff. Atlas V takes flight.
Saturn V rocket lifting off on Saturday morning from Cape Canaveral. It's going to be studying the Jupiter Trojan asteroids in a bid to learn more about the origin of the entire solar system. Word that a deal's been reached to prevent a Hollywood strike, and this is USA Radio News.
Being a cop today is one hell of a lot harder.
President Biden honoring law enforcement officers who've lost their lives in the line of duty at the 40th annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service in Washington Saturday.
Than it's ever been. And to the families of the fallen, you've suffered an enormous loss. But understand, your loss is also America's loss.
Meanwhile, a deputy is being mourned in Houston, Texas, shot and killed in the line of duty on Saturday, and two other deputies were wounded. It's being described as an ambush shooting. The three Harris County Constable deputies were working an extra shift at a bar when it happened. They were investigating a disturbance reported in the parking lot when they were shot from behind. A person of interest said to be apprehended, but police have not called them a suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Conversation about obedience to so-called authority has turned into a conversation about the military, curiously. Which you can bring up anything here with you tonight, by the way. It's Ian.
Manufacturing Dissent.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
So we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And
how am I supposed to follow that?
And then, manufacturing consent or dissent, we'll be talking about the oligarchic empire. So I want to get to that if we can get the chance, but to your phone calls and thoughts first. We go to Scott. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Scott.
Hi. Good evening, gentlemen. Thank
Welcome.
You.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, for one, I've listened to you guys for years, and I respect everything you do, and
Thanks.
I appreciate it. And I 99.9% agree with everything you say.
Great. Let's talk about that point one. Go ahead.
Yeah. The point one is trying to be an ambassador to people. I was just at a bar recently today with politics and religion coming up.
Okay.
And people get fired up. And I've noticed, you know, nothing against you guys. I miss Mark, too, by the way, and your verbatim that you guys used to have. And I hope he's living happily on an island somewhere. or doing well himself.
He's doing all right. He says hello to all the listeners.
I think he's in Switzerland right now for the conference that's going on there, the Liberty in Our Lifetime conference. That was today, and he was supposed to be speaking there.
He's a busy dude.
So, yeah, and then I don't know where he's going after that because I'm not allowed to talk to him due to some insane bail conditions. But anyway, go ahead with your point.
I agree. Well, like I said, I completely agree with you guys. There's years and years I didn't pay taxes, do any of it, and I conformed a little bit here and there. That's maybe the 0.1%. But I do believe in a certain sort of tact. And like the previous callers had, my one, you know, constructive criticism would be that sometimes people get a little bit mocked on the phone or a little bit, you know, because people get convicted in their beliefs. It's hard to get through to people when they get fired up, and especially if they get mocked a little bit, it's difficult. And, you know, I'm no expert in this by any means, but I've been in customer service enough in life to know that, you know, people don't like getting laughed at or made fun of, because I think once that happens, their door is closed to reach out.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you on that point, and I think persuasion is a really important thing. I will say this. I think you're referencing the caller earlier, the military guy that was...
Are you talking about my zombie Hitler comments?
I think just generally the whole call is what he was referring to.
Because, he's getting into mythology instead of actually dealing with our arguments. So, I mean, at that point, I think it's absurd.
Well,
so.
Just overall, I just want to make a comment about this, and that is we do a radio show. And a radio show is for entertainment purposes for the most part. Like, it's our job to entertain an audience, so hopefully they'll continue listening.
And educate,
you know,
if we can.
You know, and education is nice. It's ultimately a good idea. But you have to understand that when you have a foil on the air, somebody who is not going to likely be persuaded. There have been times where we have persuaded successfully people, but usually that doesn't happen in the moment. It might happen later on when they've got a chance to really kind of consider what's happening. Anytime you get into a discussion, whether it's sitting at a bar or anywhere else, you can't realistically believe you're going to get them to come to you and say, "My God, I've waited my entire life to have someone tell me this. Thank you so much. Your compassion and your goodness has won me over." Usually it's going to be some time. Usually they have to encounter more than one freedom lover. And I think that with most callers who we can have or with whom we can have a calm conversation, looking at an issue, asking tough questions from both sides, that's good. And we can move somebody in a certain direction. We have done that. But in callers, you know, with callers that are a little more hostile, the callers that know that they're right about absolutely everything and they want to have a fight, well, if they want to bring a fight, we'll have we'll have an on-air spat with them, and it can be very entertaining. But I do admit it is not likely to persuade that person, that individual that we're dealing with. And while I may have some sadness in my heart because of that, ultimately I understand that we are not going to persuade everyone, that there are people out there who absolutely are authoritarians to the core, whether they want to follow the orders of some quote-unquote leader or they want to be that authoritarian dictator. These people will never come on board with the ideas of liberty, and you know what? That's fine. I don't have to convince everybody. All we have to do to have freedom in our lifetime is convince enough people, and that could just be 5%, 10%. I mean, it doesn't have to even be close to a majority.
And for the listeners out there, like it or not, you know, the caller brought up triage, right? Like it or not, there's a war on for your personal freedoms, for your liberties. We're in the middle of it right now. And so there was, I don't know, the last decade or so, I was like, okay, triage, you into freedom? No, not okay, you're out of here. Are you into freedom? Yes, okay, great. Hey, come on, let's have a conversation and that kind of a thing. I think the time for triage has come to an end at this point on the planet, the way things are going and how authoritarian and dystopian life has gotten all around the globe. So I think that, like, we're beyond triage at this point. Either you already have the ideas of freedom in your mind and in your heart, and you're coming with us, or you don't, and you're not.
Well, and one of the things that I'd like to point out, I mean, he brings up Hitler. And that's exactly the kind of problem that we're trying to avoid right now.
The previous caller.
Yeah, I mean, we are headed in that direction. Mm-hmm. Right now, we are at the point of the gold star on your jacket in the form of our vaccine passports.
Oh, no,
now,
it's not that.
It'll be a minute before we get to the gas chamber.
No. They don't have a gold
star. They are turning the terrorism legal system and enforcement system on every free person in America.
It's different, though, Peakless. It's not a gold star. Now they've got a yellow insignia of some sort. I think it was in the UK. This was in the news recently. But it's only for the vaccinated. So they're not putting gold stars on the bad people. It's the good people that are getting the gold stars now.
Just
so it's totally, yeah.
Sorry. Star-bellied sneeches. Yeah, gotcha. Okay. They're the good ones.
I'm sorry. That doesn't single people out in any way, shape, or form.
Scott, your thoughts on all that?
Well, I completely agree. That, you know, the bar I just left, once politics or religion comes up, everyone has convictions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's really difficult to have an actual constructive.
I commend you for having that conversation at the bar, because it's the most difficult venue when people are drinking.
I just want to add one more category to that. Sports teams. Sports teams, man. And it's one of the things, like, you go into this, you have picked, or it has been picked for you, what your religion is, what your politics are, and what your sports team is. Like, you go in already knowing. And there's no discussion that's going to change that in 99.99999% of situations.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate the feedback, and I appreciate where you're coming from. In fact, there was a time when I really believed that, most people are libertarians. They just don't know it yet. Like, because I thought that a lot of people, they want themselves to be free, and they just don't understand the whole idea of, hey, if you want yourself to be free, you got to allow somebody else to be free as well.
And you might be right about people when they're not scared.
Mm-hmm.
When people aren't scared, most of them are kind of libertarian.
They may be more rational.
I don't know about you guys, but every caller that we've ever, I want them to be free.
Yeah, sure, me too.
I do. I genuinely desire
but they
for
don't
them
all want
to
it.
Be free. No, they don't.
And I've come to the point where I'm okay with that, you know? We're not going to be able to save everybody. And I never thought that was possible. But now I'm more okay with just, hey, look, you guys that are like us, get over here. Get together as quickly as you can. If you're a freedom-loving person, start making plans to move to New Hampshire. We're seeing more people coming in here in like 1 week than I've seen in some years in New Hampshire.
People know it's getting bad.
It's getting serious out there, and people are finally taking it seriously, and they're doing something about it. That's what it takes.
Yeah,
not just talking anymore.
It's getting bad out there, but it's getting good in here.
It seems like it.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it.
Having our own independent market where we can trade with each other freely is just so beautiful.
There's more coming up here. If we got time, we're going to get you on the air with us. If you're on the line right now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But, yeah, the time for talking, that's pretty much done. You got to take action now to save yourself.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body
body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, join us here if you want. If not, sit back and hopefully enjoy the show.
Sit right back and you'll hear it. Oh, wait, no, we didn't hear it.
That was last week.
Sorry.
603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
Because I'm here.
And the captain.
We are going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here in moments. Also, want to make sure you know about our social media sites, because the big tech companies out there, the Facebooks and the Twitters of the world, you know, if they want to get rid of you, they're just going to get rid of you. Sometimes they don't even give you a warning. And sometimes you try to log in and it says you're gone and you're not allowed to come back because you said something we didn't like. Well, you don't have that problem when it comes to social.freetalklive.com. Unless, of course, you said something we didn't like. But we are way more tolerant than these other people.
Oh, by far. Dave Chappelle has gotten a lot of flack for his most recent special, which I've seen.
He has. Yeah, it was funny.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I've been a fan of his forever. But he said, Twitter is not even a real place. that's right.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, some people take this stuff way too seriously, but we don't. So head on over to our social media site. It's social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon site, which means it is open source. It's self-hosted. It's federated, as they call it, so it's connected to the other Mastodon sites, and there's thousands of them out there. So if you are already on Mastodon, you can follow us. You don't even have to join our server. If you join our server, you can follow other people on other Mastodon servers. It's a pretty cool system, and it works great.
And be prepared to be shocked if you've never experienced real freedom on social media. Because if you're just on Facebook or just on Twitter or, you know, the major ones, mm-hmm. you might be shocked at what people speaking freely with a bunch of other people turns out to look like.
Right. There's no warnings at the bottom of any post about, oh, fact checkers say blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is medical misinformation or whatever other garbage that these big corporations are toting water for the government for. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, though. First up, we got Kenneth. He's on the line listening to Delaware's WDOV in Dover. Go ahead, Kenneth.
Oh, boy, I'd love to hear your show, gentlemen. Hey, by Thanks. The way, you mentioned the thing how we boycotted Japan, started the war or something.
Yeah, it was a blockade.
Blockade.
Against.
Right. Well, we already had the coups. I mean, just go look at the Battle of Midway. How about the one where the...
Oh, had decrypted their communication, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Well, how about the one where they said... The Germans tried to get the Mexicans to attack us. Another false flag. What was that? Second World War, First World War? They tried to get the Mexicans. The Germans tried to get Mexicans to attack us.
I'm glad they failed.
World War.
Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, but guess what? I spent 9 months in jail. Just because I just brought up the question, it's time to start a third party.
Really?
A political party.
This is in Delaware? They put you in jail for that?
9 months for riding a bicycle.
Wait, what's your name?
Yeah, I'm the only person ever arrested for riding a bicycle in Delaware.
What was the charge?
I didn't use hand signals. Well, I didn't use hand and arm signals. I was riding on the wrong side of the road.
Nine months?
9 months, and I caught COVID in there as well.
Wow.
That's okay. But what would you think about a third? I mean, they got Homeland Security actually locked me up. Well, I got a federal court lawsuit against it, but I don't. But anyhow, what about, like, the American Party? Would that work?
No. And here's why. Third parties, I'm saying this as a longtime libertarian, somebody who was a life member of the Libertarian Party at the national level, and I resigned as a member of the Libertarian Party back in 2008. So I've been free of them for quite a while. I wish them nothing but the best, but I realistically, they're never going to succeed at getting anybody elected to any significant positions, and they have not succeeded at doing that in the last 50 years. In fact, whether it's the Libertarian or the Green Party, or as you propose, the American Party, Kenneth, it's not going to work, and here's why. Because the Republicans and the Democrats have both completely agreed on something, and they agree that there should be no one else. They agree that they should be the two, they should be the only choices, and that no one else should be allowed on the ballot. Now, they have some rules that they've put forth to, block people from getting on the ballot, but every now and then somebody manages to surpass it, right? So, like, the Libertarians, they raise a ton of money and they spend a ton of time trying to get through these ballot restrictions, and they do it. They do it, but they just don't have what it takes to get the media. They don't have what, and of course, the media is ignoring them on purpose. And there's, like, everything is set against these third parties from having a chance in hell. So
if they manage to do anything like that, like when they got a governor from a third party, then they will change the rules based on exactly what they did to make sure it never happens again.
To make them stronger.
I will say, however, it is a great platform to get your message out there. If you can get a third party that actually gets some attention.
But they don't, because the mainstream media isn't interested in giving them attention because, well, their bread and butter is literally coming from the Republicans and the Democrats. If they give the third parties too much attention, then the important people in the Republicans and Democrats won't grant them interviews and such. So there's this whole system is just stacked against third parties. And, Kenneth, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So here's
I will say one little exception to that, though. If you are perceived as someone who will take votes away from the Democratic Party, you might get onto Fox News. And if you're perceived as someone who will take votes away from the Republican Party, then you might get onto the others.
Well, for whatever those small chances are, you got to remember, Ed, nobody watching those channels anymore. Their viewerships are dying, literally dying off. Old people are the people that watch those channels. I mean, when's the last time you talked to somebody who was 23 and was familiar with who the hell the hosts are on Fox News? You know, who knows who Sean Hannity is that's under the age of 30, for instance. So, but here's the solution, okay, because I don't like to just take a dump on somebody's ideas without giving something, as a possible better idea. If you love freedom and liberty, as we mentioned before, New Hampshire's the destination. If you are a conservative, you ought to get down to Texas. If you are a liberal, leftist, progressive, you ought to get out to California. It's important for people of a like mind to come together. Yeah, whole West Coast, but it's important for people of a like mind to come together. And here's one of the things that the libertarians who've come to New Hampshire are doing. A lot of them are joining the Republican and Democrat parties. parties here. More so, it seems like the Republicans, but I suspect some of them are joining the Democrats. They're just not talking about it. And they are working within those parties to subvert them and turn them into more freedom-friendly places. And they've had quite a bit of success in working to take over the Republican Party to the point.
Yeah, we just
where,
saw it recently.
What do you mean?
With the vote down. Of the accepting of the government funds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
The effects of that.
Well, those weren't even free staters.
No, I understand that. But, like, people of the freedom mind had a direct effect on New Hampshire being the only state to not accept funding from the federal government.
$27 million in COVID funding.
Right. Well, it's like you were saying, they change the environment by being there. And they make it a place where actually refusing federal control becomes a good idea.
Yes, and New Hampshire also has one of the more hardcore libertarian parties as well. For a little while, it was looking kind of grim for them. They've gotten a lot better in the last year or so with their messaging. So it's good because that, you know, pushes things in a certain direction. And libertarians in New Hampshire actually do get media coverage because here we're a large enough force to be a threat. Here, we actually are doing things that are worthy of discussion. In fact, I had show prep here tonight. This is a story, just a quick excerpt here from this story that is all about New Hampshire. It was the Boston Globe reporting. They mentioned the $27 million situation where, you know, protesters showed up at a meeting of the Executive Council and the governor this week. And the Executive Council voted 4-1 down Republican Party lines. Even though the Republican governor was begging them to go with him, they voted against him. Mm-hmm. They voted for what the crowd of protesters wanted them to vote for, which was, as you say, to reject all of this. But this whole article is all about how people are coming to these events, various different events in New Hampshire, and making a ruckus and how bad that is. Oh, and they've got, like, you know, status that they're interviewing here in this article. One board member said she's received alarming threats via social media after she supported a masking policy. She said, quote, I guess this is what they said to her.
Twitter is not even a real place.
One of them said, no communist or socialist should be allowed any place in any government, but should be hunted down and exterminated along with their followers, Jesus. Just to be sure. Now, look, I don't agree with violence or anything like that, but the reality is these people, these status in these positions are getting contacts from people they don't want to hear from.
Hunted down and exterminated
and
from
they
a
don't,
different point of view?
Yeah, and they don't like it. And some of them are quitting their jobs as a result of it. And I don't feel bad about them quitting their jobs.
What's the old adage? I don't remember who said it. When people fear their governments, there is tyranny. But when governments fear their people, there is liberty.
Mm-hmm.
There was a really good quote in here, too, from Rennie Cushing. He's one of the top Democrats. He's actually the minority House Minority Leader. He says, quote, I think it's an effort to intimidate and an effort by some people who don't believe in government to undermine government. He said, further, we have people who hate government but want to have control over it. We're in very dangerous times, he says. So the leftists, the people that are total pro-state, pro-government, they really are starting to get afraid of living here in New Hampshire because they're surrounded by people who are actually willing to stand up for themselves and oppose all this insanity that's going on. If we didn't get you on tonight, apologies. We got time tomorrow on the live Sunday show. Join us then in the meantime.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.